Okay, guys. Okay. I get in trouble for saying guys, because guys, to me, is guys and girls. Right. For those who've already been at the meeting, good evening again. And for those who've only just come to the meeting, good evening and welcome. We're moving on to the agenda. Minutes of the 20th of January 2026. Are we happy?
As published, Mr. Chairman.
Are we all okay with that? Hands, please. Thank you. Is this the one I've signed it now? Then it's done. There you go. Thank you. Have we any apologies?
Councillor Aspin, substituted by Councillor Jones, and Councillor Loughran, substituted by Councillor Hobbs.
Thank you. We have no public question time, we have no councillor session, and we have no members' items. In terms of officer reports, item 7A, quarter three performance report. Judith, would you like to take us through that, please?
Thank you, Chair. We start with priority three, which is the extract regarding climate change. Everything's on track with that level has been completed, but we do have the head of regulation for the business, and I'm not aware that members do have any questions on that one. And in terms of the priority around the effective council, a bit more of a mixed picture on that, we're kind of 50-50, we're sort of half as a completed non-party, and we also have some slippage. In terms of I'll start with the more positive and successful, and it does feel like a lifetime ago now, but we did manage to submit the council's proposal for local government reorganisation back in November. In terms of the slippage, we've got some actions around our desire to put more services online. That is running behind schedule, but I can confirm that we have commenced work on that now in quarter four, as made to do the report. And assuming that all completes successfully, then as we move into the beginning of 2026-27, we'll be able to pull together the work programme from that. And then the other one on there is a reference to the Code of Governance and the update on that. And I can confirm the code has been updated, but it hasn't yet made it to the leadership team. It's likely to be into early April now. I've got a meeting later this week to progress that with the statutory officers. And apologies, because I did spot in the little summary, I misworded that one. I actually referred to that there as the Code of Conduct, which people think we have actually got on the agenda tonight as well. We've been working on two different codes at the same time, so apologies for that one. Chair, I don't know whether you want to pause there and whether there's any questions on either of those before we move on to the key performance indicators.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. Any questions?
I'm wondering about the climate change and the work that's done in schools. I'm just curious as to what the work involved, really.
It's building on work we've already done elsewhere, and it's a series of workshops. So going in, very educationally based, trying to engage young people, and that's in a range of schools, so that's primary schools and secondary schools, if I understand.
You okay with that? Okay. You can stay at the table just in case. we'll move. Carry on, please, Judith.
So, in terms of the key performance indicators for the effective council, actually, that's a really positive story. Most of our indicators there are exceeding their targets, so we're doing really well. There are just two where we've got some slight slippage. And that concerns the collection rate for council tax and NMDR. But as the committee is aware, we've been reporting for some time, we were expecting this dip. It isn't just this council, it's certainly been reported across strategy, I suspect, nationally. And I'm sure if you've got any more questions on that, you do have the revenues and benefits strategy with you here anyway. The one thing I will pick up though, that on the business rates, even though as a percentage we're slightly below where we were this time last year, we have actually collected 4.2 million more than we had so that's kind of a good mixed picture on that one.
Can I taking on that suggestion? We've got the have Rob in the background. Would you like to come in and just give us 2 minutes while it's topical about the collections and why this slight
yes,
divergence?
Not really a lot I can add to what you've said and what was sort of in the report. Really, that sort of the council tax collection is pretty consistent with what's going on elsewhere. Council tax is a big proportion of people's income, and collecting it is difficult. People debate it's difficult times when we'll be talking about something like 97% to 98% collected within the year, so the collection rates are good. If they do dip slightly below, in terms of business rates, we predicted right back at the start that we'd probably be slightly below previous year's collections due to the nature of business rate reliefs. Particularly the retail and hospitality sector, the reductions that they had last year have been greatly reduced this year, which means they've got, obviously they've got more to pay, and unfortunately more again in the coming year.
And are you finding that is becoming a blocker to collecting those?
It's having an impact, there's no doubt. I mean, it's not a massive impact, as you said, we're still collecting a heck of a lot of money, and more money than we did previously, but when you sort of look at collection rates as a percentage will be down, I would imagine by the end of the year will be down a fraction of a percent on what we collected last year. But as I always say, we don't stop collecting money. When we reach the 31st of March, we'll continue next year to collect those and try and cover those arrears. But we just have to accept that it's, as bills go up, so people find it more difficult to pay. And now as you're collecting them, it becomes that a little bit more difficult.
Okay. So does anyone else want to jump in on at that point?
No.
Sorry. Okay, thank you. Judith.
That actually concludes the performance report for quarter three, Chair.
Brilliant.
Just on the climate change action plan, it discusses that there's been a delay in recruiting to the climate change role. They now filled.
Right, item number 7B, conclusion of the task and finish working group, collection of revenues and benefits arrears. See, it's a good job you came up to the table. Just for anyone who hasn't been here, we have already gone through this prior to this meeting, but obviously Rob needs to go through it. With a slightly lighter touch, I suggest, to tell people what we're actually expected to vote on. Thank you.
Yeah, so, yes, Chair, so just to briefly summarise, the task and finish group was set up, sort of, seemed like a long time ago, sort of September last year, wasn't it? Set up the group and started meeting. It's served your purpose, really. Agreed through the discussions we've had and the meetings we've had, has given the recovery and enforcement policy some good scrutiny and good sort of interactive sessions discussing that, the strengths and weaknesses of the recovery policy, possible changes that might come through government legislation. Haven't happened yet, and may or may not do in the future. So in terms of the recovery policy, I think it's fair to say we regarded that as being sound. No significant changes are necessary to that, and so it's recommended that we continue to operate the same policy and we'll take that forward to cabinet. The second area, really, the start of the review coincided nicely with the investment that we've made into some resource to look at prior year historical debts and whatever. So the group have been quite good and interactive in terms of reviewing the effectiveness of the work we've been doing in collecting prior year debts. We invested, along with NHS Council, each authority, invested £175,000 on Stafford side. Over the course of the year, we collected some £3.3 million in prior year arrears of council tax and business rates. The Board of Council's retention of that being in excess of £600,000, £618,000 to at the end of February. Obviously, we still have a lot to go. So, at the conclusion of the group was it was a worthwhile project and will be worthwhile continuing into next year. So that recommendation is before you. Clearly, it needs to be monitored. We're suggesting 6 monthly reviews to make sure that we do get the return on the investment that we expect and that we need. And at officer level, we'll keep that monitored. And for as long as we're collecting those arrears and it's paying for itself many times over as it is at the moment, then we'd like to keep that going into the coming year. Other than that, Chair, I don't want to sort of go over all the details of the paper. So
yeah, we've got the paper.
To accept the recommendations or any questions that you might have, happy to take those now.
Right, thank you. We have got the papers in front of us and they are available if anyone wants to see them outside of this group. Any further questions on this?
I just have one question.
Yep.
Around when we're reviewing 6 monthly, could we build that into the reporting that we receive at Resources Scrutiny, just the progress in terms of arrears?
Yes,
that'd
that's
really
a good idea. We'll keep that going, so keep you up to date with that and how things are going.
That'd be great.
Okay, thank you. Can we please accept the report and note it, or note it and accept it?
Mr. Chairman, noted recommendations 2.1 to 2.6 be approved.
Okay. Are you all okay? Can you show your hands? Thank you. And again, can I thank you, Rob, and your excellent team for the work you've put into this. It's really been in-depth.
Mr. Chairman, would you allow me to extend my thanks as well as add them to your thanks?
Absolutely.
For the work, I think, very commendable work done by Holly DeRose and Dan Stewart.
Yeah. Good. Thank you. Now, if you guys want to go, you're welcome to.
This is a shock,
yes. Are you okay?
Yes.
Right, thank you. Ian, Head of Law and Governance, would you like to just go through the conclusion of the Task and Finish Group on the review of the Constitution?
Thank you, Chair. So we did the Task and Finish with this year's annual review of the Constitution. We didn't have many put forward this year, and the ones we're taking forward is quite a simple one. It's really extending some of the delegated powers for planning enforcement to allow that to be done expeditiously, more appropriate for the professional officer to deal with some of the enforcement aspects and doing it through a formal committee. And also just recognising some outdated provisions that were connected with the previous edition we did last year, where we changed, we got rid of the Public Appeals Committee and moved their functions elsewhere. So just bringing the Constitution up to date with that. So that's the recommendations for the Task and Finish. We'll use a formal committee to approve Fromwood report to council. We also have another recommendation in the report. We have an employee's code of conduct, and we've had an employee code of conduct some time, but it needed updating. So we've taken the opportunity to look at current working practices with flexible working and modern ways of working, modern ways of dressing, things like that. We updated the current policy. We've got a copy attached to the report, and the recommendation is that be reported to council for inclusion in the constitution. So if members have had a look, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Any questions? No? Okay. Ian, thank you. Do we note this or?
Recommendations 2.1 to 2.2 be moved, Mr. Chairman.
Show of hands, please. Thank you. Great, and can we move on to the final item, which is the work programme? And again, that's you, Ian, and presumed Jacqueline.
Yes, this is a regular report to the committee, just to keep track of what's on your next committee work programme, and also just to note that we'll need to develop another work programme when we get to the next municipal year. So I think you have one. Let me just check on the appendix. I think there's one joint scrutiny committee coming up next week, I think, with economic development to look at section 106 monies. So that's the only remaining thing programmed for this municipal year. So obviously we'll go into the next cycle shortly and we'll do the programme for the next municipal year. With some other future items suggested, so we will still have local government organisations to look at. That's probably something that this committee will want to get involved in.
Can I suggest that you try and make the meeting next week? It will be an interesting one, particularly if it's chaired by Francis. You won't get away with much with Francis. So it just leaves me to say thank you very much for turning out, and an excellent meeting and some excellent reports. So thank you all, officers and members.
Thank you.